Hey, podcast subscriber, thank you so much for tuning into the program. What follows is the audio portion of a post that made its way onto YouTube. So it's a video-based episode. So I recommend you go over to YouTube. If you're not already subscribed, please subscribe. Make sure you like the post and also hit the notification bell after you subscribe so you make sure you do not miss out whenever those videos go up. Thanks so much for listening.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Andres Segovia Show. I'm Andres, and in this episode, I will be going over my daily drivers from computer to tablet and everything in between. Before I get started here, if you are not familiar yet with my channel or you're new to the channel, you'll notice I don't exactly do a lot of tech content as of late, but I do some tech commentary. There are certain changes that I'm making to my daily drivers for how I perform and conduct my business, which is why I'm documenting how they're going to be changing. So this has been my setup for the past 2 to 3 years. The same has applied to my other videos that I've done on the subject, but there's a shift coming that I'm hoping will improve the way I do all my work. Because even though I have all these things, there will always be limitations for why I drop one device and pick the other one up. And I'll be getting into that overview very quickly here. Now, for all this, I only done a more thorough review for the Pixel Book, which is about almost 3 years ago now, in two-parter. It's actually some of my most controversial offering for some reason, maybe because at the time I was stupid enough to spend $1,000 on a Pixel Book. I'll be getting into this in a bit because I do have a lot to say in terms of that. Now, everything here, as you can see, silver is my favorite color, but also because some of them are only available in that color. But yeah, silver is my favorite color. I've gotten styluses for all of them. Surface Pen, ever since I first got a Surface. The Pixel Book, it took a while until software updated to be able to make the Pixel Book Pen usable, so I did get it. You cannot have the first generation iPad Pro without the new generation Apple Pencil. I needed it. I used it. This has been my go-to for client meetings, presentations, annotations, and using with OneNote. That has been a breeze. I absolutely love it. That's where I wish the Surface would have worked out for me. I used a Surface Pro 3 that was pretty awesome, but it was very heavy and the battery would die out so quick. That's why I just put that down and picked this guy up. Among all these three, obviously the tablet's the most convenient, especially for media consumption when you don't want to have something very heavy with you. But when you want to have all the power you need, of course, that's what the laptop is for. The downside about this is that this is the Surface Book 3, I mean the Surface Laptop 3, that's as far as it'll open. In other words, you can't turn the hinge 360 degrees. So using the pen is more inconvenient on this one, and I've used it to a lesser extent on this than I have on any other Surface device that I've owned before it, because before this I would use the Pro lineup. So I was a little disappointed by that, because I love the Surface Pen, but I really don't use it on this. That's why this guy, I'll be pairing it up to work with my Surface Duo when it finally gets here. Now we have the in-between. This is a Chromebook, premium Chromebook. I would say this was worth it. But would I tell you to go buy it today? Absolutely not. This is almost 3 years old, $1,000 then, and it's still $1,000 in the Google store. That's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And it's only gotten better over time. The battery's held up really nice. I absolutely adore this device. And look how well it's held up. Everybody's had its concerns. Yeah, it's not as cleanly white on these rubber stoppers in the bottom and all that. But hey, man, it's held up very, very well. Again, I was stupid enough to spend $1,000 on this thing, but it's been my go-to for absolutely everything. And the hinge has held up incredibly. And this display is just as beautiful and bright as it was the day I got it. The battery, I'm sure, has taken a hit, but hey, it still lasts me through most of my workday, and it holds up incredibly well. So this, it's still going strong. And according to the Chromebook data inside, it says that it still gets to be updated for another 4 years. So I still got another 4 years worth of updates to get out of this, which leads me to the iPad, which is the same principle that Apple continues to push out their updates. The new iPad OS is just around the corner this fall. This has been awesome. The first generation one that supposedly had that bend gate issue, I've never had an issue with this thing bending. It looks as new as the day I got it. The battery doesn't hold up all that well as the first day, but it's okay. USB Type-C, always been a lifesaver. This thing charges up really quick. This is what I love. This one's not a 4G LTE edition, even though it looks like it has the antennas up there, but it doesn't. This one has 256 gigabytes onboard storage. Absolutely love it. And the fact that the pencil just goes right there, always convenient, always charged, always wonderful. I've loved it. This has been my setup. Before the lockdown, I can tell you that these guys were collecting dust for the most part. After or during lockdown, I've used them all. I have burned every battery out. It's crazy. I thought it was going to be different, but no. Lockdown actually had me reaching for the tools that I normally have whenever I was going out. I didn't think these guys were going to see that much action, and they did. And what I've enjoyed is that they each do what they're great at. But the thing is, because this is the only one that is basically in a walled garden of its own, it's been really difficult to get it to communicate to these other devices. Because as I mentioned in my previous videos, basically my business runs on Microsoft and Google. So that's these two guys talking. This guy, on the other hand, is just like a stopgap, so to speak, as a tablet. So the setup that I'm looking to change, and here comes the pre-order. I've been sitting on the wings for the longest time because I didn't know which one to go for. I am going for the Samsung Galaxy Tab S7 Plus. There, I let the cat out of the bag. I love this form factor, the 4:3 ratio, which is basically a similar ratio that that Microsoft uses for the laptop. I have enjoyed it on both because reading documents has been a lot easier. I've enjoyed that. This one, obviously, to read documents has been a little tricky because more widescreen, so a lot of zooming in, zooming out. But multitasking sucks on this thing because, again, it's an Apple product. I expect it to be better on Android tablet because I'm used to using Android. So I'll see how that goes and how far it will go. But I do know that that one is not going to be the be-all, end-all. However, it's going to make the experience more streamlined across all these because, on top of that, the Tab S7 has the S Pen, the mighty S Pen. I need a stylus for everything that I do. So letting this guy go, it'll be a bit, sweet sorrow, but it's okay because it served its purpose while it could. It was a great stopgap while I couldn't have anything else. And with my industry picking up a lot more and moving things to the cloud, it's made it better for me to utilize these. Now, the way I've used them, whenever I've gone to seminars and things to take notes by hand, I would use this guy. Whenever I needed to type things out, obviously this guy, because this one doesn't have a keyboard and I was not going to invest in that dinky keyboard that Apple made for it and overcharged. So I would use this guy. And it would power me throughout most of the day because it could. So whenever I needed to just take notes, do a lot of stuff on the web browser, this is full-blown Chrome. And I did install Linux on this guy. So, wait, it's Linux, right? Let me just double check because I made space in the hard drive to be able to have that. So basically I have every single software program. Oh, let me type in, I think we do here. Do-do-do-do-do. Just a moment, it's taking a while because I kept missing. Okay, let's see. Yeah, Linux apps. So I did install it here, and there it is. So basically, almost everything that I need that can communicate to one another, Chrome OS, Linux, Microsoft, Android, I have them all, and I will have them all when I get the Samsung tablet, which also will have DeX, which I don't have to worry anymore about the walled garden because every time I either try to transfer data from here to there, or vice versa, was always a pain in the butt. And I hate using iCloud, I hate using iTunes, because that's all you got on a Windows PC to try to communicate with this. It's been a chore. So I'm like, you know what? I give up. Even VLC, I try to be a stopgap, but things always, for some reason, fail whenever I try using the cloud on this guy, connecting to, you know, third-party apps. So I'm like, you know what? Forget it. It serves its purpose. It's time to upgrade it. And this has served me well for 3 years as well. So I loved all the stuff that I used. This is the powerhouse whenever I need full-blown Microsoft, whenever I need to do my content creation, editing, obviously, and just recordings and all that. That's what this is for. It's not going to get me through the day, but at least to help me get things done. And because they finally put the USB Type-C on it, USB Type-C, USB Type-C, and yes, both of these have headphone jacks. I know the Samsung Tab S7 doesn't, but neither did this guy, so I guess I'll be fine with that. But this has been my setup. This is what I've used, and now I'm looking to have this one replaced with the S7 Plus. I wanted to get the S7 proper, but as far as I understand it, even though it's like almost similar size as this, the display is subpar compared to the AMOLED, and the battery life doesn't last all that long from everything that I've been reading compared to the higher spec brother. That makes no sense, but okay. And the latency is considerably higher with the S Pen than it is compared to 9 nanoseconds on the S7 Plus. So that's gonna be my new setup, but these guys will continue to be part of my daily, of my tools that I use. And yes, like I said, stylus across everything. So I'm looking forward to this fall where I'll have styluses for everything. I'll have stylus for my Surface laptop and Duo. I'll have it for, obviously, because I already do, the Pixelbook. I'll have it for my Note because it's in there. The S7 because it'll have it. And yeah, that's going to be the best way for me because, as I mentioned in previous videos, I've been injuring my thumb a lot when it comes to typing on mobile devices. So being able to have some input thing to take the stress off my thumb is going to be a big deal. Anyway, that's that. What do you use to the daily? Is this overkill? It's not for me. With 3 different operations, I do use these tools. For some content creators, they're like, oh yeah, because it's nice to have them, but that's also because they're being given these things. No, these things had to be shelled out, and I use them. I take care of them because I use them and I need them. I love investing in tech that can last long, which that's the high props I give to Apple. And I've been putting them through their paces. I'm looking forward to putting this through even harder, more RAM intensive tasks on this guy, because I'm curious about how well it holds up, see if I can have more confidence in taking it out. But good to know that I have things to fall back on should this thing not hold up too long with the battery. But anyway, that's that. These are my thoughts, and I'm wrapping it up. I'm going to be updating this daily driver series before the end of the year to show you how I deal with my new tech and how it's held up. But I will be doing unboxings for my initial thoughts for my new devices that I do get. So stay tuned for that. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay to know so you don't miss out on that, and to see how I use them on a day-to-day. Also follow me on Instagram for that. If you're interested to know how or what I use for my wireless input audio, then I can do a video on that, but you can let me know, chime in the comment section down below. Until then, let me know what you use in the daily. Do you have any of these or something of these softwares? Like, of course, this only iPad, right? Oop, I just hit the lamp over there. What do you use for your computer if you have it? Or do you use a 2-in-1 or a 360 folding hinge like this one, or a Chrome OS? I don't know. People use different things, so I'm curious. And do you think it's overkill with the stylus? Because I don't think so. If I could get a stylus on anything, I will. So that's me. Anyway, that's it for this one. Check out all the rest of my content at www.theunderstagover.com, where the rest of the show is happening. Sign up for Off the Record if you haven't done so already, to tune into all the shows that I do. And for any of you in the Southern California area that need real estate services or like to consult with me, you can reach out to me through my real estate resources and my website, www.segoviares.com, segoviares.com. Thank you so much for watching this latest video of The Andrew Segovia Show, and I'll see you on the next one.